Magic Millions wrapped up last week with the race, of course, and Barry Bowditch, there at the Magic Millions, joins me. Morning, Barry.
Morning, Gozzy. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. They spent. They didn't mind hitting their kicks up there over the last few days, did they?
No, we had a sensational start from start to finish. We had a big first day. We sold some $4 million horses and a $1.6 million horse the first day, and it just got rolling from there. It was great. It was just good momentum. There was plenty of people around. Had a great vibe.
Sometimes you get a spike where you get one that brings the, you know, the $2 million, but it just seemed this year you had probably a more consistent area across that $1 million mark. You had a good spread.
That's right. Like last year, we sold 9 horses above a million or above, and had a $2 million horse. This year we had 11, but our top price was 1.7. So as you say, it was an even spread, and it was just a real, true, genuine market.
Where did the money come from? Did we have Asian interest, South African interest? Was there much international?
There was plenty of international. Like, it came from all over the place, to be honest. Like, there was local money being spent at the highest level. There was money from Europe, United Arab Emirates, Hong Kong, America was very good. It was a big spread of international buyers, and I think all different districts or all different countries got their piece of the action.
When you say America, that's interesting. How many went there?
Well, I haven't got the exact number here, but a lot. Like, you know, we had about 12 or 15, to be honest. We had a lot of high-priced horses go there. A $1.1 million horse, another one there at $900, another one at $875, another one at $800 go to America. So, you know, look, they'll race them here, but they're really investing money in the Australian product at the moment.
What do the Americans look for? Do they look for sprinters or middle-distance horses?
No, they're after our speed. So when they're buying fillies, they're definitely after speed. They like to think that, you know, our bloodlines... go well with their speed bloodlines back home. And also when they're buying their colts, they're basically after a blue chip investment. They're hoping to buy a horse down here that can go on and win one of those big two-year-old races. And then they've got a stallion. So they go in syndicates down here, and they also go out on their own and buy products that they think they could, that are dual purpose from race and breed here and obviously take back home as well.
Barry, do they discriminate in that? Do they tend to buy more fillies than colts, or is it just an even spread? There's no discrimination?
Pretty even spread. They're likely to spread their risk on the colts and take shares in the colts instead of having a colt out on their own. Where the fillies, they'll buy outright, race here, and hopefully they're good enough to take back home at some stage in their career.
What about the United Arab Emirates? What do they go for?
Oh, look, they're after the high. You know, they were good at all ends, to be honest. There was a guy, Phoenix Thoroughbreds here, and they bought the $1.6 million horse on day one. They were very strong buyers. They partnered up with Aquis on quite a few horses. Obviously then we had Godolphin in play, who bought a $1 million filly after their filly won the race. And then we had Shadwell. Angus Gold was here on behalf of Shadwell, and he spent money. I think his top price was $825 for a Savabille filly. So, look, they don't go for anything in particular. They just have an eye for quality, and they obviously after horses they can race here in Australia and have success with.
First season size, Barry, at the Magic Millions. How did they finish up?
Yeah, they finished up. It was a good, solid trend with first season horses this year. It didn't sort of break any records, but Vancouver come out on top. You know, obviously he was a graduate of here. He's a Golden Slipper winner, so he fit the mould. He had some horses sell really, really well. Pride of Dubai was pleasing, and the list goes on. Exosphere, Kermadec, and probably two of the horses at the lower level that went really, really well were Rich Enough and Super One. They had some lovely horses on the ground. So, you know, it was just a good, even spread of first season horses this year.
It's interesting now when you look at our catalogues. Back in the old days, you'd see imported after all the size. These days, by gee, there's a lot of Australian ones that we're going for, aren't they?
Yeah, the movement towards the Australian product is unbelievable. I think there was the only shuttle stallion that made the $1 million mark was Medaglia d'Oro. Every other horse that made above a million was by an Australian horse. Either I'm Invincible, Reduced Choice, Fastnet Rock, or Zoostar. So, you know, Written Tycoon was close there too. So there's a lot of faith in the Australian product, and that's fantastic to see. We're breeding great horses, and I think it's justified.
Barry, what was your clearance rate like?
Yeah, I was just looking at it just before I jumped online. I think for book one, we're at over 89%, which is sensational. We averaged, right now the average is 238,000, and we grossed for book one, we're 170.7 million right now, which is sensational. That's up from 156 million last year. So book one was up $14 million, which is a huge result in the climate we're in. We're pleased to get it done, and we would have taken these results before the sale and ran with them.
The one thing about those sales is that you can spend $1.7 million and buy Esther Jarba, win a Golden Slipper, but sometimes you can sneak in the bottom end there and get one, and you still have a lot of luck, a lot of success.
100%. And this sale this year, I thought, resonated with that completely. Like, the amount of trainers and syndicators that were coming up to me and going, I've just bought this horse for $60,000 or $40,000 or $100,000. I can't believe I bought it for that. This best sale, I've got that much value. And I think when you have a big catalogue like we do and we select our style and type, a lot of these trainers, syndicators, owners walk away really pleased with their purchases and think they've done well. They've done well for the money they had to spend.
Now, it's interesting when you say that, because a few people I spoke to, I said, do you look too much at the catalogue? And they said, well, we're looking on type first of all.
That's right. You know, a lot of these guys get here and they try and look at every horse. So, you know, once they've looked at the horse, they'll work out what they like on type. And if they like the pedigree as well, it marries up and, you know, vet it out and see where they go from there. So, look, you know, as I said, like we try and pick horses we believe could turn into good race horses. And obviously the physical side has a lot to do with that. And, you know, I was really happy with the feedback as the week went on that, you know, guys were getting in, buying horses at the price they thought they should be buying them for and taking home horses they were happy with.
Well, how many did you finish up putting through the ring?
We've still got today to go. I think so far we've sold some 870 horses. Obviously, we've passed in some 11, 12% of them on top of that. And then we've got another 40-odd yearlings today and 45 race horses, including the Godolphin horses today, to close it out. So hasn't ended yet, but it's been a very, very successful week, whether it be the events, the polo and the barrier draw and the race day, which went off seamlessly. And obviously the sale on top of that, the most important event from us, was a tremendous success.
Yeah. Well, Barry, do you get much rest before you start looking at the next crop?
Oh, look, we'll get a bit of R&R over the next 2 weeks, but then we'll move on. We've got plenty of sales to go this year. We'll move on to Tasmania and Perth and Adelaide and back here for our Queensland sale before we get ready for our big weanling and broodmare sale in May, June. So, you know, it doesn't really stop, but you know, we'll take a few days to enjoy what we've achieved over the last 10 days.
Good on you, Barry. Good to catch up.
Thanks, Cozzy.